Now, last month I told you about an incredible organisation called Four Aussie Heroes, run by a bloke named Jerry Garrard, who lives in Corinda. He's a trooper. He's devoted his retirement to helping our first responders deal with PTSD, and he set up Australia's first dedicated retreat to help our fireys and paramedics deal with trauma. It's called Camp Courage, and once built, it'll be based near Boona in the scenic rim. But they need help to get there. And today I'm going to tell you about a bloke who's going to swim 50 kilometres in half a day. And today's the day he's doing it. His name is Austin Todd. He's a Victorian paramedic. He's got this really special story and connection to the work that Four Aussie Heroes does. He joins me now. Austin, g'day.
Hey, how you going?
How's the swim going?
Oh, that was the seventh lap of nine, which will total 50K. And that was pretty rough, that one. A lot of pain in the shoulders and a bit of nausea and stuff. But it's for a good cause. And I was, you know, just thinking about all the people that I attended the retreat with, and Jerry and Renita. And yeah, that just gives me enough strength to get through.
Where are you doing it? Where are you doing it, Austin?
So I live in Echuca, and initially we were going to do it from a town called Barmer, which is up the river to Echuca, but we ended up having to restructure it. And so I'm basically doing it between two boat ramps, and that's a 5.6K swim, but it's a much safer part and people can be more interactive. And I've had people swimming with me, changing out the kayaks. So that also helps as well with motivation. So it's been really nice to get people involved too.
So you've done seven of the nine, 5.6K courses. So how many kilometres are you up to as we speak?
How many Ks would we be up to?
40?
Yeah, about that, I reckon.
How's the body holding up?
Yeah, my shoulder's absolutely buggered. So I think a quick trip to Woolies to get some ice spray. I think I've maxed out on Panadol and ibuprofen, but in a way it's good because I have to focus on technique, and I'm not a natural swimmer. Like, I wouldn't have chosen swimming as my first preference, but I chose it because it was out of my comfort zone, and it sort of antipathized one of the tools that we learn on the retreat for dealing with PTSD, which is called TIPS, and that's change of temperature, intense exercise or pace breathing. And so swimming sort of incorporates all of that. So that's why I chose it.
And when do you likely to finish? Is it sort of like you'd be finished by 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock? How does it work?
Well, we're going to get in the car now, and each lap takes about 1 hour 20. That one was probably a little bit slower, but they might finish at about 9. So got up at 3:30 this morning.
Oh, wow. This is incredible. Yeah, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible. Now, you're a paramedic. A long way from Queensland, where Four Aussie Heroes is based, but obviously, you know, the whole Camp Courage thing, and as you mentioned, Jerry Garrard, you got a lot out of it, didn't you, when you went to that particular...
It changed my life. Like, I can't stress enough how important the work that they do is, and there's a lot of research out there that supports programs like the ones that they're running, and they're running it off their own bat. There's no organisational help, no real federal help. You know, they're doing all their own fundraising. It's absolutely humbling. And, you know, when we say to them, you know, you're saving lives and we're so grateful, they're grateful just to have us there. And it's just, it blows you away. And the new facility, Camp Courage itself, will be just absolutely amazing. And I was astounded when I went out there. And, it's really eye-opening. And the funny thing is, working as a paramedic, you don't actually learn about PTSD through the organisation per se. And so that's really weird, because most people that tend to go off with mental illness, it's, you know, trauma-related PTSD. So the education is really important. Mm. And when I came back from that, I just thought, wow, I can't believe we don't learn that.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing that Jerry's doing, and you're doing an amazing job, Austin, with this fundraiser. And, mate, we'll let you get back to it because we're running into the news, but good luck with everything, and it really is an inspirational story. Thanks for joining us on 4BC Drive.
Thanks so much. Cheers. Thanks for the talk.
Yeah, good on you. Austin Todd, he's a Victorian paramedic. He's done about 40K. He's got another 10K to go, raising funds for Camp Courage and, of course, for Aussie Heroes. Jerry Garrard, now there's a name. Lock that in. He should be the next Queenslander of the Year.